Exclusive, radio legend Michael Savage debuts show on Newsmax, a fresh mix of news, views, and reviews. By Joshua Klein on January 19, 2025. Conservative radio legend Michael Savage is making his highly anticipated return to television with a new Sunday evening show on Newsmax TV, premiering at the end of January, which will allow him to explore topics he is passionate about, ranging from politics to culture, creating a unique viewing experience while reflecting on the relief and optimism many feel during the upcoming glorious years with Trump as president. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, radio legend Michael Savage described his preparations to debut a new weekly show on Newsmax TV, taking over the coveted Sunday evening 8 p.m. time slot previously held by Huckabee starting next week. Known for his provocative commentary and deep-dive discussions, the iconic right-wing commentator and author's latest venture promises to be a departure from the typical Sunday night fare. "This show is going to be wonderful because it will permit me to expand and expound upon subjects that I can only summarize when I appear as a guest on other shows," he explained. "It's going to reflect the sense of relief and freedom in the air right now. And it's going to be different from what you're used to seeing all week long." The show, which he describes as news, views, and reviews, will feature segments that balance current events with lighter, more personal topics. He also plans to open each episode with his take on the week's biggest story before shifting gears into segments that showcase his varied interests. "I might talk about diet and health one week or cars the next. Maybe I'll do a segment on driving my Corvette or even discuss a cultural topic like my favorite TV series," he said, adding that viewers will enjoy hearing about my view of a book, a movie, and other cultural things. The New York Times best-selling author, celebrated for his sharp political acumen, also hopes to engage viewers on deeper issues, including his environmental concerns. "We're shepherds of this earth, and we're here to protect and pass it on to the next generations, not to exhaust the earth of every last resource, just for a buck," he noted. Viewers can also expect a more personal side of the commentator, as Savage hinted at incorporating his lifelong love of animals. "Pets remain a huge part of my life. I might even revisit some of the themes from my book, Teddy and Me," he shared, referencing the memoir about his beloved dog. As for what viewers can expect each week, Savage admitted even he does not have all the answers yet. "I don't know what I'm going to do every week, and that's what's exciting," he said. "People will tune in because they won't know either." Savage, who earned a place in the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2016, admitted that the opportunity to host a regular show was hard to resist. For years, he has been a prominent guest on Newsmax TV's programs, including appearances on shows hosted by Carl Higbie and Rob Schmidt. "I've been on these shows for years, and I've built up a following on YouTube and with my podcast," he explained. "But this is something different. It's a chance to bring people something new, something unpredictable. I think people will tune in because they won't know what I'm going to do," he added. When asked why he decided to return to TV at this stage in his career, Savage joked, "May I give you my psychiatrist's phone number for an answer?" before reflecting more seriously on the draw of such an opportunity. "I've hit the peak of radio, I've got a decent podcast, but this is a burst of sunlight. How could I say no to it?" he said. Savage's show also arrives during a politically charged moment in America, following Donald Trump's re-election, a victory he enthusiastically celebrated. "These are going to be glorious years with Trump as president," he said. "This show will reflect the relief, freedom, and optimism many feel right now. It's a chance to add my voice to this chorus of rationality from our side of the political aisle." Savage, who was the first to endorse a Trump presidency as far back as April 2011, emphasized the importance of appealing to younger and more diverse audiences. "I bring a perspective of time," he said. "I've lived through seven presidents, and I think that kind of historical perspective resonates with people, no matter their age." Savage, a veteran radio host, author, and political commentator, has made a name for himself through years of candid, insightful commentary. After more than two decades on AM radio, he decided to shake things up in 2019, transitioning from his highly rated syndicated radio show to an all-podcast show format where listeners could expect more edge. Savage rose to the heights of talk radio, was honored in the National Radio Hall of Fame, and has been syndicated on over 300 stations across the U.S. The Savage Nation radio show host gained a sizable audience over the years, with his current podcast landing in the top 2% nationally, with hundreds of thousands of downloads per episode. In his years on radio, Savage has earned various accolades, including Radio Legend, Radio Rockstar, and Talk Radio Kingpin. His mantra, culture, language, borders, has been credited with having set the stage for the political rise of President Donald Trump. Over the years, he has gained a loyal following across multiple platforms, including radio, podcasts, YouTube, and television guest spots. His upcoming show will mark his first return as a regular host on TV in years, a move that's sure to generate buzz among both fans and critics. With his unique blend of wit, wisdom, and unpredictability, Savage's Sunday night show on Newsmax TV could become must-see viewing for audiences looking for something fresh in their weekend lineup. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.